Thank you, Louise. Well, let me ask you, because God's asking us, why do you spend money on things that really don't nourish you? And what activities are you involved that really don't nourish you? God wants to nourish us. And this is what God says to us. Listen carefully to me. Eat what is good. Something we need to hear every morning, every day. Eat what is good. God wants to nourish us, and He especially wants to nourish us with His thoughts and His ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. My ways and my thoughts are higher than your ways and your thoughts. Why do we sometimes prevent God from giving us the nourishment that we need? Why don't we allow God to nourish us with His thoughts? Because we're all caught up with our thoughts. Why don't we let God nourish us in His ways? Because we're all caught up with the way we do things. We're all caught up with ourselves. And St. Paul reminds the Corinthians, don't be arrogant about your thoughts. Don't be arrogant about your ways of doing things. And St. Paul says this to the Corinthians, be careful if you think you are standing, be careful that you don't fall. And Paul is saying in that second reading, he's telling the Corinthians that those Israelites, the people of Israel, just didn't get it. They were all caught up in their own ways, in their own thoughts. They were trying to nourish themselves. Why couldn't they let God nourish them? God was offering them so much, but they were all caught up with instant gratification. And what St. Paul is doing here with the church in Corinth is telling them about the book of Numbers. And if you read the book of Numbers, that's a book of the Bible that tells us about how desires can go wrong. And each of us knows in some way about how our desires can sometimes go wrong. And we can see on TV every day and read in the newspaper every day about how people's desires have gone wrong, how their desires have taken a wrong turn. The sad thing is that God is offering us so much. And St. Paul tells us to think about something. If God is offering us so much, why do we settle for less than what God is offering us? And isn't that what's happening in the world today? There are those who settle for less than what God has to offer. The people of Israel, oh, they had their idols. They had their golden calf. Why didn't they let God nourish them? St. Paul says to the people of Corinth, do not become idolaters as the people of Israel did. What are some of the idols that people worship today? St. Paul was reminding people that they should not get caught up with their instant gratification desires. You know the attitude. You know that attitude of instant gratification. It's right here in front of us. We may as well go for it. That attitude exists out there in the world today. Oh, it's right here. It's right in front of us. Let's go for it. That's an addictive attitude that leads a person to settle for what is less than good. St. Paul was reminding his church in Corinth that the people of Israel at one time were nourishing themselves with harlots and foreign gods. That was the reality. The people of Israel at the time were testing God. They were complaining against God and against Moses. And you know the story. They wanted to be back in Egypt. They were led away from slavery. But they were thinking, oh, when we were slaves, we got better nourishment back then. Why couldn't they be satisfied with the nourishment that God was offering them? St. Paul is talking here in that second reading about desire gone wrong. Let's go to the psalm. Let's go to today's psalm, where the psalmist reminds us about the right kind of desire. What does the psalmist desire? How does he want to be nourished? Listen to his words. Oh God, you are my God, I eagerly seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. Your steadfast love is better than life itself. My whole being clings to you. It's you, God, who nourishes me. And isn't that where we need to be? Oh, God, we want you to nourish us. We thirst for you. The psalmist thirsted for God. He knew that only God could give him the proper nourishment that he needed. saying that the nourishment that God gives is better than life itself. This comes down to this. Listening to God saying to us, listen carefully to me. Eat what is good. Take into your mind that which is good. Take into your body that which is good. Take into your spirit that which is good. And the bottom line for you and for me is to have God nourish our bodies and our minds and our spirits. Prophet Isaiah tells us that through God's generosity, he creates something out of nothing. Imagine that. Creating something out of nothing. That's how God works. He created this universe out of nothing. It's God's generosity that overcomes the obstacle of money and price. The prophet Isaiah tells us that God has an abundance that he wants to share with us. And what God is offering us, you don't have to pay for. It's God's grace. It's a free gift. And we Lutherans know better than anybody else that God's grace is a free gift. And we celebrate this free gift every time we worship together. What's so different? What's so different about God's thoughts and God's ways? God is always generous. God is always merciful. All you have to do is open yourself to his grace. All you have to do is open yourself to his generosity. And isn't that what we do when we worship together every Sunday? We open ourselves to what he has to offer us. We allow him to nourish us. So basic. All you have to do is allow God to nourish you. Allow him to nourish you with his thoughts and his ways. Please, don't be satisfied with anything less than the nourishment that God is offering you. Amen.